Hi, it's Jeff, host of the podcast. My latest author interview will be up in just one moment. I'm not going to ask you to buy anything. I'm not going to ask you to go and review the podcast. What I am going to do is take just one brief moment and ask you to recommend the podcast to just one friend. If you're a writer, or if you're someone who just loves books and you love this podcast and the interviews that I do, all that I ask is that you recommend the podcast to just one friend. Thanks a lot. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Orlando Sanchez, author of many urban fantasy novels. Orlando's latest novel is Revenant, a Montague and Strong detective novel, book 16 in the Montague and Strong case files. Orlando, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your novel, Revenant, how would you describe the novel? And also, how would you describe your Montague and Strong series?
Montague and Strong is it's an interesting mix. The best description I've heard from a reader is Gandalf and Deadpool have a voracious hellhound and go on adventures, basically. And for Revenant, they kind of go into a different area in this story, and they're dealing with the undead. So it's basically, I wouldn't say zombies per se, but close to it. Yeah.
Great. And I'm curious, do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write your first Montague and Strong novel and start the series?
Yes. The original idea was basically setting this pair. It's basically like a buddy cop movie, you know?
Yeah.
And setting this pair in New York City, one being a mage, one being an immortal detective, and how they would navigate situations and cases in New York City. I just did it as a treatment at first and see how it would really work. And I was in the middle of another series, and here I am 16 books later, and I just finished the prior series. It took 4 years to finish the prior series because I've been busy writing Montague and Strong. So, yeah, it took off.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I know that you write a lot. Are you writing other series besides the Montague and Strong novels?
Well, currently, yeah. I'm focusing on Montague and Strong, but I have the Night Warden series. So basically, Montague and Strong, because it's been so successful and it has so many different characters, it's branched out into many different other series. So there's a few series that I'm writing that are still set in the same world, but have related characters who occasionally make cameos in the Montague and Strong world and stories.
That's great. Yeah. So I wonder if you could take us back. What was your initial writing journey that led you to writing your first novel?
The first novel, The Spiritual Warriors, which goes back, well, I want to say 2012. It was a matter of I had read so many different books and I had read a lot of urban fantasy up until that point. And the naive part of me said, I can do this. How hard can it be? I quickly discovered how hard it was. But I kept at it. So I wrote the first one, The Spiritual Warriors, and I said, okay, I can. It was this huge, unwieldy mess. And I said, well, at least it's something to work with. And then I figured, okay, I can do this. If I have something, I can work with it. But it was initially the hubris, I want to say, the bravado of saying, I can write this. It can't possibly be that hard. Yeah. I discovered quickly that it was much harder than I imagined.
And I'm curious, did you ever work with like a freelance editor when you were starting out?
Initially, I worked with Lorelei Logsdon, and I worked with her daughter, Audrey Logsdon. So I still have an editor almost from the beginning.
Got it. Well, I know that you're very involved in indie publishing via Amazon Kindle and Kindle Unlimited.
Yes.
How did you discover indie publishing?
Through the Kindle. So I have a few rejection letters because I initially went the trad route, which is, you know, query letters of agents. And I got a few rejection letters. And around that time, the Kindle appeared. It started you know, there was buzz about it. And so, well, let me see if I can try writing for this new device. It looks like it's making it accessible for a lot more authors and, you know, readers. So after enough rejection letters, I said, I'm going to see if I can upload it to Amazon. And I put it on Kindle. And I figured once I put my first book on Kindle, that's it, I'd be world famous and everything would fall into place, which wasn't the case. But what it did give me was accessibility, and it gave me an impetus to keep going and to keep writing. So it was actually the discovery of the Kindle that made me think, I can do this. I don't need to worry about the gatekeepers. I need to worry about the middleman in this case.
Well, can you remember how it felt when you pushed the publish button on your very first book?
That was amazing. Yeah, that was life-changing the first time. Each time, it's still life-changing. Because each time, I'll tell my wife, because when I hit like number one new release or number one bestseller, I'm still in awe. And it's like, you've done this already a few times. But each time, I'm like, this is amazing. Because it's just, it's attainable. If you're an author and you want to really get your books out into the world, that's the way to do it. But if you don't want to have to go through the traditional route, that's the way to do it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, I know that with indie publishing, that a lot of the marketing tactics kind of change sometimes almost month to month. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if you're comfortable talking about it publicly. What are you doing to market your novels currently?
Well, the main thrust of the marketing, I use Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. I use some Amazon ads. I have like evergreen Amazon ads that run constantly. And the Facebook ads I tweak and I adjust almost weekly, monthly, depending on what the focus is. I also use services like Bargain Booksy and some other promotional services that if I have a book coming out, I'll use those to promote the book on launch. But it's mostly Amazon and Facebook ads. And those are the ones that really get the brunt of the marketing, the brunt of the attention.
And with all of the changes at Facebook, are you still finding that the Facebook ads are working?
Yeah. In the beginning, it was much easier. Like, let's say we're talking 2012, 2013, yeah, around there. You have to kind of adapt with the changes in the ads and the changes in what we consider the algorithms and how the books are being presented. And they recently had changes to the iOS, to the Apple iOS program software. So you have to kind of roll with what the changes that are being implemented are. But if you can manage to do that, the ads can be very effective. And your targeting has to be a little bit more focused now. You're almost in niches at this point.
Right. Well, what's your writing process when you're working on a novel? Are you someone who writes a detailed outline before you begin, or do you just kind of dive into the narrative?
I write an outline. So I use, I've read a few craft books. I mean, you're always constantly studying as an author. But what I use is the 14 Signposts of Story by James Scott Bell. And I kind of run through it's basically a three-act structure. And there's like 14 significant points that need to occur. I'll outline that first in a regular pad with pen and paper. And I'll kind of think about it. And then once that's done, I kind of just jump into the story. I'll revisit that every so often if I'm going off on a tangent. But once that's done, I'll just kind of write. But that gives me the freedom to go off on tangents within the story. So it's like having a map, and then you can kind of get off the map and visit a place that may not be on the route and then come back to the route. So it allows for some structure. But I definitely outline. I tried what we call the panting method, mm-hmm, long ago, and that just leads to many different tangents, and you get lost in the tangents and you have a hard time getting back to what the main story is. So I like the outline process.
Got it. Yeah. So are you working on another novel now?
Right now, I'm working on Martin Strong, book 17, just called Blood Lessons. And it kind of picks up right where Revenant left off. So I think we're in spoilers because there's still people reading Revenant. But yeah, it picks right up after that. And then I'm working on some short stories because I like to write novellas, basically, about 30,000 words. So the novellas. So I'm finishing off a trilogy on Tales of the Gatekeepers, and that's being finished off in the next week or so. And so I'm constantly in the midst of either full novel or short story, and sometimes they overlap simultaneously.
Got it. So what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories and novels?
Wow. Be persistent. Don't give up. Don't quit. Study the craft as much as possible because it is a craft. It takes time. It doesn't happen. Even as much as we'd like it to, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a lot of study and time and practice. You got to put the words in. And most of the first words that you'll use will be horrible words. you won't want them, but you've got to write through all of that. And then once you get through that and you kind of discover your voice, then it'll start to flow. You'll really start enjoying the writing process.
Well, what writers did you enjoy and inspired you to write your own novels?
Wow. That list, Jeff, is... we don't have enough time for that one. I can go with the main ones. Sir Terry Pratchett, Lee Child, Stephen King, George Lucas, Andrew Fox, Piers Anthony, Heinlein, Asimov. It ran the gamut, really. Tolkien. I mean, I pretty much read everything I could get my hands on growing up.
That's great. Well, what books have you read recently that you enjoyed?
I recently read the Cradle series by Will Veit. And that's been a fun adventure. So it's on book 11. And we're waiting for book 12. So White, if you ever hear this podcast, curse you. It's a definite cliffhanger, book 11. But it's been a fantastic series. So if anyone hasn't read the Cradle series by Will White, they should pick it up. It's on Amazon.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your novels?
Oh, wow. So I'm on, the website is www.orlandoasanchez.com. I'm also on Facebook. Just look up Orlando Sanchez on Facebook. I know there are many of us, but you'll find me right away. And I'm pretty much... anywhere, if it's looking for the novels, I'm on Amazon. So just look up Orlando Sanchez Amazon, the Amazon store, and you'll find me.
That's great. Yeah. Well, again, we've been speaking with Orlando Sanchez, author of the novel Revenant, a Montague and Strong detective novel, book 16. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And if you'd like to learn more about publishing via Amazon, you can Google the phrase Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing. Orlando, thanks for doing this interview.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. So, like I said, if you could just leave this browser window open for just a minute.
Sure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.